If you haven't already found out online, we'd like to inform you that a transformation has taken place around the world. Twitter, which enables us to share short 140-character messages called tweets with whomever, Twitter has moved from sharing small personal stories to sharing culture.
Last winter, a sort of Shakespeare performance, the Twitter of the Shrew, and then an invitation from London's Royal Opera House for fans to Twitter the lyrics for twit arias. Bill Wasik is an editor at Harper's Magazine. He's written a book about internet culture called And Then There's This, about how the internet is changing culture. We asked him about reducing, compressing. Do short blasts make it hard to focus on cultural content? He said, absolutely.
The net result is this kind of churning, ecstatic conversation where, you know, we'll pick up at any given moment on the 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 little stories that are flitting around. That's the stuff of our conversation. It's the shared content, you know, the shared material of the culture. And so, you know, it leads to this culture of distraction.
More examples. A couple of college kids from the University of Chicago had an idea. Twitterature, the world's greatest books in 20 tweets or less. It's going to be published in January. Emmett Renson is one of the authors.
And we have things from the Iliad or in the Odyssey or Shakespeare, things that are indisputable classics of the Western tradition, to, Twilight, which is at least a classic to some people.
I asked Emmett Renson for a few tweets so I could get a feeling for Twitterature. He offered a sample-sized portion of The Iliad.
It starts out, you know, with Achilles, and he's tweeting, first I have to go to this beach, then I have to kill all these dudes, and he can't resolve this problem on my own. I'm calling my mom. And then a little bit later, I'm watching all my men dying without my help. Funny, really, it is.
Renson says he'd like to be a serious and presumably longer form writer, but being funny is easier for him. Bill Wasik says that tweet-sized humor does work.
Twitter really is a great medium for comedy. And in fact, stand-up comics have really embraced the medium because, you know, brevity, as they say, is the soul of wit. And you can squeeze a lot of funny into 140 characters. And in fact, the discipline of shortening yourself to 140 characters can make, you know, things even funnier.
And then there's this, an 8th-century Sanskrit epic, an 18-volume story of war. College professor Chindu Sridharan is tweeting the Mahabharata.
The minute you say Mahabharata, you're thinking about 18 books. It's about, you know, long. I can keep telling that story on Twitter for the whole of my lifetime, and I would still not finish it.
Professor Sridharan is condensing, hoping it will only take a few months. Maureen Evans is working in an area which lends itself to short-form recipes. She described her recipe for zucchini blossoms stuffed with rice in 140 characters. Zucchini is a whole word at first.
And then in the ingredients list, when I'm instructing you to sauté a bit of grated zucchini, I just shorten it to zuc.
And what about blossom? Does blossom get to be a whole word?
It gets to be a whole word. Yeah, it's a good one.
Evans is a poet, and she says taking a recipe down to essentials is a bit like writing a poem.
I like to see what I can do with language and just how irreducible I can make a message while still having it be clear and meaningful to other people. Recipes and poetry, you know, food and poetry are things that are more than the sum of their parts. They're subjects that inspire people in ways beyond the practical.
Our internet culture maven, Bill Wasik, likes recipes, short, like the time most people have for cooking, he says. He's enjoying Twitter culture, but warns that like other things on the internet, it's time to tweet with us, maybe brief.
The idea of Twitter is it's a giant party, and you can have as many conversations at the same time as you want with as many other people as you want. And you essentially sit there and just let all the conversation wash over you. It's very emblematic of the age. Whether it's going to stick around forever, I'm still unconvinced.
For all its ventures into culture, Wasik says, Twitter may just not have the underlying value of something like Facebook.